Welcome to SDC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published at Christmas in 2019.
Welcome to the SDC Podcast, a short reflection, prayer and carol for this Christmas week.
Monday the 16th of December. Hi everyone, it's Mick here and welcome to Monday's SDC podcast in the week before Christmas. Our Bible readings this week and into next week tell the Christmas story, the greatest story ever told of the coming to earth of Jesus, the Son of God. I'm absolutely delighted to say that you will hear some new podcast voices this week as Jack, Luke and Abby, who are part of our staff team at SDC, share their reflections on the Christmas story. We begin today with a familiar Bible reading, often heard at carol services, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. There are two particular verses to focus on today, but we're going to begin this podcast by hearing the Bible passage right now, rather than at the end of the reflection. So it's Isaiah 9, verses 2 to 7 from the NIV Bible. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reflection for this day. You'll have heard me say many times at STC that I love Christmas. Always have done. The trees and the lights and everything really. Time for family and food, times for carols and gifts. Last weekend at STC we held our annual Crooks Carols. It's a great event with this year over 1,000 people in our village square, and over 900 of them came into church for more carols, a very deeply moving and original nativity by our staff team, and a short talk on our theme this year of Hope This Christmas. During that presentation, we sang our annual Christmas song. It varies every year, but this year it was I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. That song is so nostalgic in so many ways. And I wonder, what are you dreaming of this Christmas? Perhaps the perfect family Christmas with no stress and no arguments. Let's see what happens there. Or perhaps a magical Christmas Eve. There is something about Christmas Eve, isn't there? It's just pretty amazing. Or maybe this Christmas, a new hope, a new beginning for you and for those you love. What are you dreaming of? Well, nearly 3,000 years ago, a man called Isaiah had a dream. And Isaiah was a real person. He was married. He had a family. He lived in the Middle East in Jerusalem. And Isaiah was a very wise man. He was called a prophet. He lived in a difficult time. He lived when the nation he loved was in decline. There was talk of war. And people were worried for their futures. They were worried about their jobs and their families. They were dark days indeed. And in fact, not dissimilar to our lives today, is it? And into that situation, Isaiah had this dream. And this is what he said. Do you remember? The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And he went on, and he said this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Those two verses are from the scripture this morning. You see, Isaiah said, there is hope after all. There is hope. A baby would come into our world and he would bring God's love and light into our darkness. He would bring God's peace into our turmoil and into this conflict, this division that the people were going through. And again, sounds familiar, doesn't it, for our own nation, a nation which is so divided and will continue to be divided, I'm sure, after the general election. It will take something quite special to bring us together. And this baby would be Almighty God. He would come into this divided and broken world as a baby. He would be Jesus. And his call was to bring people together to a new beginning. Isaiah had this wonderful dream. And then nothing. But 700 years later, his dream came true. And it was amazing. Many years ago, I told the story before, I became a Christian and the penny finally dropped for me. I had a good life, a happy life, but I knew it wasn't a complete life because something was missing. And that something was God, I realized. And yes, his forgiveness for the past and his peace now in the present and his presence with me always into the future. Because I think we all realize that log fires and singing white Christmas and glorious Christmas trees and the wonderful life of James Stewart running in the snow, what a great movie, but it does fade away. But Jesus Christ doesn't fade away because the Bible tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The key is Jesus, the baby in the crib, who became the man on the cross, who put me right with God. So this week, as you listen to the Christmas story again in these podcasts and hear these reflections from our team, let's all prepare to receive Jesus afresh into our lives, because it's Jesus who brings real hope this Christmas. Here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, thank you for this week to remember again through these familiar readings your coming into our world. Help us, help me prepare this week to receive you afresh. Amen.
Oh, come.